Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So tens of thousands of young people right across the country will be offered a college place in the coming hours. But a combination of increasing population and ongoing grade inflation has seen the points threshold for many courses rise significantly. Every course in UCD now requires at least 400 points, while two-thirds of those at the University of Galway have also seen an increase. So what does it mean for the almost 90,000 hopefuls, students who applied to the CAO this year, and how will you be affected? Again, a reminder, if you want to send us in any questions, now is your chance to do it. The text number 51551 or WhatsApp 087 32 32 32. So I'm joined first now in the studio by career guidance teacher at Loreto St Stephen's Green, Donnacha O'Mahony, who runs the Leaving Cert Guidance Instagram page. Donnacha, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
It's a big day, yeah. And a sort of a horrible wait now over the coming hours for individual students. Your advice to students and parents whose points might be in and around what they need based on what they saw last year. Is there an unpredictability around some courses this year?
There is an unpredictability for some courses. I would say that there's not going to be too many courses over the 600 points as there have been in previous years, because H1s have dropped a little bit this year compared to last year. So that should remain steady, at least, if not come down a little bit. But yeah, there's an anxious wait for a lot of students this morning. And I suppose what I'd say is, look, plan for all eventualities. If you're a parent, I'd say take time to explore, and take time, because if you get a CAO first round offer today, you don't have to accept it until the 2nd of September at 3 p.m. So you have plenty of time to think about it. It's a big decision to make. It's your future. There's a lot of financial implications. So you want to make sure this is the right thing for you.
The indications, though, for people who say are aiming for the really high points courses, medicine, for example, what are they likely to see at 2 o'clock?
So medicine has gone up this year. A lot of the health sciences have gone up in popularity. And that's not to say the points, but in popularity. Dentistry was through the roof, physiotherapy, pharmacy. And now the government are doing the best to alleviate this by putting on additional places in health sciences. Two new pharmacy courses announced this year in University of Galway and ATU Sligo. So it'll be hard to know what exactly. And then, of course, we'll see next year the HPAT, the strength of it will come down a little bit. So this is the last year, really, for that. So it'll be interesting to see at 2 o'clock what that all brings.
Mm-hmm. And those new courses that you mentioned, they weren't on the CAO,
no,
were they?
No. So they weren't on the CAO before the close of deadline on the 1st of July. So nursing in Maynooth University only came out a couple of weeks ago. So you can apply for that on Thursday. Pharmacy in ATU Sligo again on Thursday, and physiotherapy in ATU Donegal. So it's great to see, first of all, the TUs getting these types of courses, which traditionally they wouldn't have had. But Thursday at 12 o'clock, when the available places opens up, you can apply for these courses on your CAO. And in fact, if you haven't opened up a CAO account up until now, you can open one up on Thursday and apply for any of the courses that's on available places. They're generally courses that haven't been filled, or they came about after the CAO closed.
But do you accept what you're offered today?
I would say yes, because you might not get another offer. So you can accept an offer in round one, and it doesn't stop you from getting offers higher up on your CAO list in rounds 2, 3, 4 and 5. Okay, so definitely accept your offer today, because you might not get another one. As I said, you don't have to accept it today. You've opened until the 2nd of September. But think about it, because there might not be another CAO offer coming. Especially, you cannot get anything lower on your CAO list. You'll be offered whatever's highest up on your list that you have the points for. Everything lower on your list is wiped off. You can go up on your CAO list, but never down.
But accepting your offer today doesn't preclude you from being offered something higher up the list down the line in subsequent
rounds.
That's
the big advice today. You can certainly accept, and there's no implications to that.
Now, what about those who are willing to gamble on grade deflation helping them out next year. So say, I'm going to defer this year because I know the points will come down next year. Is that wise, given that we've a growing population?
Yeah, it's not advice I would give, certainly. You just don't know what way it's going to go, especially people last year that didn't realise there was going to be a 7% increase in CEO applicants this year. And as you say, Claire, the ever-increasing population, is that going to get bigger next year and the competition just be as strong? I know a lot of people kept their university courses and applied for the CEO just in case. So it's not advice I would give. So I would probably take my offer this year.
Okay, well, you're going to stay with us, Donica, and I know the questions are coming in and we'll put some of those to you in just a moment. But I'm also joined by Director of the Hamilton Institute at Maynooth University, Professor David Malone, and also John Walsh, Irish Independent contributor and former advisor to former Minister for Education, Rory Quinn. David, I know you've been tracking the Leaving Cert result trends and the CAO points for a number of years now. So what we see this year is the first step in this gradual reduction to pre-COVID results. What's your reading of this year's results, first of all?
Sure. So I've been keeping a track of the results since the early 2000s. And there was a really, really obvious jump when COVID happened, but we all know that there's different mechanisms used for assessment. And since then, actually, overall, there's probably been a very slight decline in the marks being handed out at the Leaving Cert. It varies from subject to subject, but very slight. And I think what we see this year is not the cliff edge that some people were fearing might happen, but actually quite a gentle decrease in the number of points. I think it seems to be something like maybe on average over all the people, maybe 1 point per subject is the reduction. And some bigger, some smaller, of course, but it's not a dramatic decline.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we're hearing this morning is that there will be a rise in points, though, across many university courses. And that might come as a surprise to some students and parents who were expecting them to come down in light of the reduction in grades. Is that solely due to population increase?
It more or less has to be. The number of places in the universities, if anything, has increased. And as you know, there are sort of three inputs to the CAO system. One is the points given out, and then it's the supply and demand of the courses available. So given that there hasn't been a big change in the points and there haven't been a big change in the grades assigned, and there hasn't been a huge change in the courses available at third level, it's the population growth. If you go back and have a look at the growth around 2020, births around 2007, we see about an 8% growth in births around then. So really, this is sort of fairly predictable. This is a population bubble that happened about 18 years ago.
And how long would you expect then this to last, this pressure on the college courses?
Well, that's a really interesting question. So if you have a look at when this population bubble started, it started about 2005. It increased to 2008 and then leveled off for a couple of years until about 2010. So I would expect about 2027, 2028, the numbers doing the Leaving Cert will start coming back down again a little bit, and that will relieve some of the pressure in the system.
Okay, so that's really useful information for anyone thinking about deferring going to college.
Yeah, there is. If you're banking on the population going down in the next couple of years, no, we know for the next couple of years, we're going to have a decent size, probably 60,000 or more doing the leaving each year.
David, thank you very much. That's David Malone there from Maynooth University. And as I said, John Walsh is with us as well. John, good morning to you. I mean, do you think that because of Leaving Cert grade inflation, and I'm looking at a message in here from a parent telling us that their son got 613 points in his Leaving Cert. Last year's inflation would have given him 625. He'll probably be lucky to get his fourth choice. And this person is asking, how can that be fair? So on foot of that, and there'll be, I'm sure, plenty more examples of that now that we'll hear about over the course of the day, do you think there'll be a legal challenge?
Well, look, can I wish everybody all the very best of luck today, all the CAO applicants, and can I include in that my grandson, Keane, who wants to go to college as well. Yes, I think some people will be very disappointed. As David said, the expectation was that the points would ease a little bit because of the fairly modest decrease in the number of grades awarded this year, but it hasn't happened to the extent hoped for or predicted. And I think that trend will actually continue, not only because of the population increase, but also because of increased interest from students abroad in coming to Irish universities.
Mm-hmm. And on the question of a legal challenge, would you expect almost that to happen, given that there will be some people who deferred from last year who'll have an advantage?
They will certainly consider it. I'm sure some will, and certainly get legal advice on it. I'm certain some individuals will. It depends on individual circumstances, of course, like that woman who contacted you about her son. But whether or not a challenge would succeed is a difficult question to answer, because it's quite expensive to take a challenge. And we might recall during the year when calculator grades were introduced, there were a number of legal challenges, not all successful. One or two were, but some of them were just thrown out. So it's a difficult question. It's also one that will arise next year and for the following years, because we would have grade inflation for another 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And you've been critical in what you've written about the pace of coming out of this COVID inflationary period.
I have, yeah, because for a number of reasons, I know the minister is under pressure to avoid a cliff edge drop in the grades, but the reputation of the Leaving Certificate is at stake here. And I think it has been damaged by what's been going on for the past few years. The fact that other countries have rewound their inflated grades leaves us almost isolated. At the rate we're going, we'll probably be the last country in the world to unwind the inflated grades over the past that we've had for the past few years. And I think that doesn't do the reputation of the Leaving Certificate any good internationally.
What's the impact of it in your view?
Of the slow pace of change. Well, I think the reputation of the Leaving Certificate, I mean, I've heard from universities abroad that they're wondering why are so many students coming from Ireland with such high grades, and they're beginning to question it. It also makes it difficult for the universities, of course, to differentiate between very high achievers. The universities have been complaining about this for some time, and I think this year there will be some complaints again. But interestingly enough, I think the criticism from the universities has been more muted this year of grade inflation. And I think partly because they leave themselves open to criticism of being guilty of grade inflation themselves when they increase the number of first class and second class honours over the past few years. Mm-hmm. They're unwinding that. But it's interesting that we've had very little criticism of grade inflation from the universities this year.
Well, we're going to face this problem now for the next few years, aren't we, in terms of very high points requirements for courses? Because as David Malone explained to us there, the population really has led us to this point, the pressure on those college places.
Yes, I was looking at some statistics from the Department of Education that will be published shortly. And the total numbers in second level schools is actually at a peak at this current year, compared with last year for the 24-25 class. So I think the applications will be up again for the Leaving Certificate. I mean, they jumped 4,000 this year, the numbers taking the Leaving Certificate. I think the applications for the CIO will go up again next year, and also because of the interest from abroad. Mm-hmm. And students from Northern Ireland and the UK.
Right, interested in coming to study here, which we wouldn't welcome in normal circumstances. But when it means somebody might be at the loss of a place, we start to get concerned about it. John, thank you so much. John Walsh there from the Irish Independent. John was also a former advisor to Rory Quinn when he was the Minister for Education. Donnacha O'Mahony is still with me here in the studio. That's an interesting one that someone asks. My daughter no longer wants her first choice. She actually wants a course that isn't on her CAO at all. What should she do in that instance?
Well, she's not going to get it this year. She'd have to reapply to next year. Unless that course goes on to available places, she won't get offered it at all.
Mm-hmm. You can't do a new application then at this stage.
No, the only course you can apply for at this stage are available places courses.
Right, so you're stuck with what you have on
you're stuck
on
with
that
what you
CAO.
Have. Yeah. 1st of July was the cut-off for that.
Listen, when the results were out, we were having a chat here about PLCs. What's your view on those, Donnacha, as a way into the course that you mightn't get this year in the CAO?
PLCs are amazing. Every guidance counsellor would say the same thing. I've never met a student who turned around and said, I regretted doing a PLC. Statistically, you're more likely to graduate from college. If you're around a 300 leave and cert point mark and you do a PLC, you're more likely to graduate then. I think they're a great opportunity. Now, there's no guarantee you get into college with that PLC. But what was brought about a couple of years ago were tertiary degrees, where you start out in a PLC and you're guaranteed your progression into university. So have a look at tertiary degrees if you're looking at your options. There's no points. Entry requirements are lower. It's nto.ie. There's some brilliant. You've got nursing, mental health nursing, occupational therapy. One you might have been interested in, Claire, politics, society and media is starting in TU Dublin this year. Mm-hmm. So I would look at the tertiary where you're guaranteed that progression.
Yeah, and you know, it's probably not a bad idea after the stress of your leaving cert year to do something like a PLC that will allow you probably to stay at home, catch your breath,
yeah,
figure out where you want to go.
Yeah. And take that time, the time we were talking about earlier, to say to parents, you know, encourage your child today to take their time in making this decision. And absolutely, yes, a PLC would give you that time. Even like you were saying, that girl who changed her mind, because it is a big decision to make. You're given a small time frame saying, get your courses in there now. But if you did a PLC for the year, take your time, reapply to the CEO next year. Mm-hmm.
Now this one, our son is 10 points short of what was needed for his first choice course. Should we apply for rechecks in the hope of gaining the 10 points needed?
Yes, I would say what you can do is apply to view your script, first of all.
That's free, isn't it?
That's free. And you can be doing that Saturday. So if you're at Electric Picnic, make sure you find some 5G somewhere where you can check out your scripts and see if there's something there you should have got marks for that you didn't get marks for. And you can make an appeal. Now, the appeal results won't be out till the 26th of September, which means it would be a fifth round offer. And at that case, if the course is full, you'd have to take it up in 2026. If it's not full, you can start this year.
Okay. Can your result, your grade, be revised downwards?
It can. It doesn't happen that often. Statistically, it doesn't happen that often. If you were looking for your grade to go upwards, you'd be challenging something around, say you were looking at a H2 to a H1, 88% maybe to go up, because there's a huge amount of marks. One mark doesn't equal 1%. A huge amount of marks would have to take you to the next grade. So you have to look at that. If you're down at 80, 81%, how many marks do you need to go up to a H1? Do you make that appeal? Is there a danger you could go down? So you have to be strategic about it.
Because this is another paper appeal question. What's your opinion on getting an 89.5 grade but receiving a H2? Should it be appealed?
Again, you'd have to view the script and see where you've... Now, don't forget, all of these papers have been given postmark adjustment. So if you were to take off his postmark adjustment, where is his grade then? That when you go up, the postmark adjustment is done on your appeal again.
So you've already had a bit of an inflation there with that.
And then your postmark adjustment is done again if you go up to the next grade to see where you finish up. I would appeal it myself.
You would?
I would. Just out of curiosity, even if nothing else, even if I got my first choice.
I'm just worried about the risk for people of the grade going down. Does that be an awful situation?
Yeah, again, like I was saying, there's about 7,000 scripts went up last year. I think only about 8 or 9 went down out of that money.
Okay. So it's probably worth taking the risk on that one. Now, you're off to do a TikTok Live, aren't you, with RTE News?
RTE News this morning, TikTok Live. If you have more questions, absolutely send them in there.
Okay, that's happening almost straight away, is it, after this?
I think it's happening this morning anyway, in the next while. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we look out for you there, Donachan. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Coming in on a very busy day for a career guidance teacher, Donica O'Mahony there, Loretto St. Stephen's Green. And you can find Donica on Instagram on the Leaving Cert guidance page. Now, coming up later, the story of New Zealand fugitive Tom Phillips, who's been hiding in the New Zealand wilderness with his children for 4 years. Next, though, should the bowel cancer screening service be extended? Brian O'Connell speaks to a patient who thinks it should.